Hi there and welcome into this podcast. And my goodness, on Lloyd's Sunday Lunch, we were treated to some fantastic voices on the show, let me tell you. We have the soul man of Dubai, Arkam, join us together with the musician Tiano Bless, who really looks the part and sounds the part as well. And they unveiled a brand new collaboration, which I thought was absolutely fantastic. Do enjoy the podcast and join me on the show Sundays, 12 midday through 3 p.m, only on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is Lloyd's Sunday Lunch on Dubai Eye 103.8.
If there's one guy that we'd love to have in our studios, it's our next guest who's with us right now. Got the most incredible voice, kind of followed his career from the very early days. And guess what? Last weekend, he was appearing at the Coca-Cola Arena. Arkam, great to see you. How are you?
Always good to see you. Always good to see you. It's been an incredible journey and you've always been supportive. And
yeah.
I'm truly thankful and it's been humbling.
I mean, I remember the first time you came in here, you were kind of just a bit of a hobby, wasn't it? The singing, something that you did on the side. And it's grown into this kind of massive career for you.
I don't know if I'll call it a hobby, but I think it was something that I did because I wanted to do something that would leave something positive behind.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I started doing music and then it just snowballed into what it is now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's been incredible.
Tell me about performing at the Coca-Cola Arena and probably one of the biggest gigs that you've ever done. I know you've done the basketball up in Abu Dhabi, but it must have been a big tick to perform there.
Most definitely. I was wanting to perform it in Dubai and in a big arena in Dubai.
Yeah.
And this has been an incredible, incredible venue. The crowd was amazing. The crowd was incredible. The energy was just electric. I had a great time and I hope everybody has had a great time as well.
Was it a live band behind you?
It was a live band, yeah. So I had my brother Jamal on drums. I had my sister Claudia on the bass. I had Ati on guitar. I had Petit on keys. And then, we had a choir as well. We had a three-piece
really?
Choir. Yeah.
I mean, let me just stop you there. You mentioned brother, sister, both up there playing instruments. Of course, we know Abri very,
that's
very
right,
well.
Yeah.
What a musical family. Tell me about this family of musicians.
When I say my brother, I mean it's somebody that's really close to
oh,
me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay. It's not your real brother.
No.
But Abri is.
Abri's my real brother, yeah. But Jamal's my brother because we've done quite a lot together and we have quite a close relationship. And Claudia is my sister because she taught me a lot in terms of music as well.
Okay.
So I love all these people. They've all helped me become a better musician, a better person,
mm-hmm.
and that's what counts, I think.
So was this a headline show? You were the headline act?
No, we weren't headline.
Okay.
We were opening for Jason Derulo.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So
yeah.
We opened for him. So we had about a 20-minute set, I think,
20-minute yeah, yeah.
set
yeah.
Before the show came on. But
yeah.
It was incredible.
And a choir on stage as well. How about that?
I really wanted to hear more, but it was nice still.
Yeah. Let's find out a little bit about you from people that haven't come across you before, but
fair
probably
enough.
Not many because you're very well known now in Dubai. But you grew up here with a pretty musical family. I think your dad was playing all this kind of soul and vinyl stuff, wasn't he? Just describe
right,
your
yeah.
childhood.
So my dad had a cachet of soul music. So he had records, he had tapes. And then CDs eventually.
Yeah.
Of everybody from Sam Cooke, Otis Redding, Elvis, Smokey Robinson.
Imagine that playing all
little
around
Richie.
The house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we used to sneak into his room. He had like a living room where basically he had all his music and we sit there and we just play his music and we just jam.
Did he know that he'd sneaked in?
I'm sure he knew. I'm sure he knew to some extent. Because,
yeah.
I mean, we left traces behind.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Fingerprints behind on the records. But it was an amazing, it was enriching to know all about this music when we were so young.
Yeah.
And kind of influenced us.
I mean, how old would you be then?
I must have been 6 or 7.
6 or 7.
Maybe even younger.
And you're listening to vinyl by all those performers.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, you've written something called Simmer Down. I think you've just released it, haven't you?
Simmer Down. It's not released yet. It's the first
time. It's not released?
It's not released yet. It's releasing in 2 weeks.
All right. So this is the first kind of airing of it.
It is, yeah. It is. And it's pretty much a song that I wrote. It was supposed to be a project with the SAE students to work on a documentary. And create a song together. And so we had another song initially, and it didn't work out. And so I had to create another song, and this was the song that I created, Simmer Down. And it was a lot of fun to create the song. It was good people to work with, so it kind of made it enjoyable to create.
Right. Well, we are honored, let me tell you, that the brand new tune, it's not even out yet, from Arkan. We're going to hear it. So there it is. It's first airing there. That's Arkan with something called Simmer Down. And are you happy? You seem very critical, you know?
I'm always critical of myself.
Yeah, really?
I have to be. I'm very critical of myself. I think you can always get better.
Yeah.
You can always do better. So I always try to push the bar every time I do something.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. I really do. I think it's fantastic. Tell me about the musicians who are playing on that song.
So we have Waleed, who's playing the keys on this one. Waleed is actually based in Dubai. He plays for Urban Studios.
All right.
So he did the keys for that. And then it's a producer from, I want to say, Netherlands that produced the track. And then I just did the vocals and the backing vocals as well. And there's a part at the end where it says Pita, which is one of my dad's old songs. Because he's music as well, so this is the whole family thing. So I sort of brought it in there and sort of did my own rendition of it.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it sounds fantastic. So this is the brand new one, Simmer Down. It's going to be released in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. We're just doing a few different shoots, and we have a video shot already. In DFC, we shot it on the I want to say Waldorf, and yeah, we're looking at releasing it soon.
Yeah, I love your videos. I mean, the one that stands out for me is you were chosen kind of to take part in Stand By Me.
That's
with
right, yeah.
Two guys that travel the world, don't they? Yeah. Just tell me the story of that version of Stand By Me.
So I got a call from somebody the day before the shoot saying that basically they wanted us to do something together. So I was interested, and I went down, and the first song they said was Stand By Me. I said, sure, I love that song anyway. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so we had to pick a key that was comfortable for everybody.
Yeah,
we did it and recorded it in the hotel room that same day. And I think in 20 minutes we were done. We finished the recording and the video came out maybe two months later.
I mean, where was the video shot? It's almost Is it a mountainous area of the UAE?
It was Jebel Hafit. It was in Al Ain. It was under Jebel. It was under the mountain of Jebel Hafit, I think.
Okay.
I could be wrong. But it was under the mountain in the the base camp.
Yeah, yeah.
We shot it there. Literally with one camera, we did maybe two or three shots.
It came out great, didn't it?
Yeah, it was so quick and it was so professionally done. It was incredible. We had a great time. We were all vibing and it just came out incredibly well.
Who else was on that?
There was myself. There was Maya. Maya's an incredible singer.
Yeah,
incredible singer. There was my first brother, Dave. There was also Dina and honestly Sarah as well.
Right, yeah. Right. It came out great. And we can still see that. It's up there on YouTube, isn't it?
It is. And it did really, really well. But it was such a great song to do.
It couldn't have been a better song for
honestly,
you, could
yeah.
it? I mean, it's
honestly,
like,
yeah.
You know, if they'd have asked you, can you suggest a song? You'd have probably gone for that, I think, you know, because it
a few
suits
songs on
you
mine.
So well.
Yeah, I think there's a few songs on mine, but that was definitely one of the songs that had been on the list.
Yeah. All right, we're going to come back and we're going to invite another musician into our studios. And boy, does he look the part, let me tell you. A good friend of Arkham, his name is Tiano. He'll be with us when we come back.
You're listening to Lloyd's Sunday Lunch on Dubai Eye 103.8.
The UAE's number one talk radio station.
Yeah, welcome back. We just heard from Arkham and his brand new song, Simmer Down. Arkham, you know everybody that you know is in the music business in this city and the super cool guy who's just joined us. Maybe you can introduce your friend that you brought along today.
This is my brother Tiano. He's a Chilean singer. He does a lot of reggae. We linked up maybe a year ago, I think.
Yeah, it's
working on a track. We jammed overnight and we created this track that's called Forever.
Wow.
Tiano, tell me about yourself.
Oh, cool.
Please.
Tiano, nice to see you. How are you?
Greetings. So honored, my brother. Blessed love. I'm so happy to be here with my brother Arkham.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about growing up and the music that you were listening to at your home in Chile.
Yeah, I was raised in Chile. My mom is violin player for the orchestra. So
yeah,
grew up with a lot of music in my
classical?
Head. Classical? Classical. Yeah. Also Celtic music. She loved to play Celtic music. So we had a band when I was very young. I played the ballroom, all kind of instrument. So I grew up with all this music, all these genres. Jazz, a lot of jazz.
Yeah.
Blues. He plays the drums, plays the guitar, plays the keys to a certain extent. He's a musician through and through.
Wow. And what brought you to Dubai? What was the journey coming here to Dubai?
I actually never thought I'm going to come so often here because it's so far from my home and the cultures are so different.
Mm-hmm.
But I was touring a lot. I started touring in 2012 to Europe and then I never stopped. Every year I went to Europe, then California, then a lot of Brazil
.
I start to go to Asia, to Bali, Egypt, all those countries, and then I just found
arrived
this place
in Dubai.
Arrived here and I found some amazing people.
How do you enjoy the music scene in Dubai?
It's amazing. It's like so different than everything. I love Arabic music so much. For me, it's like next level music, so I love it.
Yeah.
But also, I love how all the mixed cultures blend here in a harmonic way. Some different vibes. It's super
it's beautiful.
Super
yeah. Well, you've met the guy. You've met the main man in Arkham. Have you done any collaborations together, or is that maybe something that you would do?
We have. We did the one song called Forever, and the other night we jammed another song that we don't catch what it's called, but it was a vibe as well. So we were looking at doing a few more songs. We did a cover as well of Bob Marley's song.
Yeah,
we did a cover of Bob Marley's song. We did the, I want to say Redemption song?
No, that was Jalib.
Jalib. Oh, Jalib. Yes. Yes, sorry. So we did a couple of songs together. And it's incredible. Like the connection that we have, the sort of the music we're creating is just, for me, is incredible. I'm enjoying the journey.
And we're so lucky because we're going to hear that connection. We're going to hear that journey. We're going to hear the two of them together on a piece called Forever. Tell me about this song, Forever. Is it an original that you've written?
We wrote it originally. The first time we met, we were like talking and I was showing my beats and productions. And suddenly I have this special production I did. Very different than all the rest music I do, hip-hop, reggae, afro, all kind of beats for a different artist and for me. But this was like a classical 60 vibes, like totally different soul, full of heart. And when I show to Barkham, he just went straight with the first verse, like nothing, like so natural. And I was like, okay, I had the microphone over there.
It just worked, yeah.
Yeah, I traveled with my studio, so I just bring my studio there, I put in the living room, and we just recorded so naturally.
Yeah.
And that was like impressed, so amazing. And then I took the song to Chile, and I went to a crazy studio in the beach, and I took all my family, all my band. I have a band of 12 musicians.
12?
Yeah, it's
wow.
A huge band. So we have brass, we have bass.
Yeah, rhythm.
We were there in the studio, and suddenly a producer from Mexico came. He listened to the song, and he was like, oh, I want to help you to do this song. Mm-hmm. And I bring a lot of producers with me. I'm a producer as well, but normally, I like to work with more people because
all kind of different ideas.
Yeah.
So, right. We're going to hear this then forever. Once again, live in our studios, we're very lucky to have Tiano and Barkham. Once again, live on Dubai Eye 103.8 with Forever.
Forever.
absolutely epic, guys. You two blend beautifully on that one. That's Tiano Bless once again and Arkham. Is that available? Can we get that anywhere yet? Or is it due to be released?
Actually, this is the worldwide debut.
Right.
It's for the first time.
Yeah.
It's going to be out soon. Hopefully in a couple of weeks it'll be out as well.
So we've got two songs that we can look forward to in a couple of weeks.
It's a summer drop.
Yeah. So Tiano, how long are you going to be in Dubai and where's your next port of call? Have you got a tour lined up coming up?
I'm actually leaving tomorrow. I'm going to Italy. I will perform in Europe. I have some shows in Europe. And I'm thinking to go to Bali too.
Oh, lovely. Wow, what a life, eh?
Life is like...
Jet set musician.
Yeah, musician life.
I bet Arkham, you're going to miss him, aren't you, when he leaves?
Most definitely. We've been creating some amazing music together, so it's definitely something that I'm going to miss. But I'm sure he'll be back soon. There's a lot of work have to get done.
Yes.
A lot of ideas that we have. Yeah. So things will happen when it has to happen.
Cool.
Family's first, though.
Yeah. Tiano, how can we follow you on social media?
Oh, I have a lot of videos and movement on my social media. It's Tiano Bless on Instagram or TikTok or YouTube.
Tiano Bless, T-I-A-N-O.
Yeah.
B-L-E-S-S.
Yeah. Yes. Tiano Bless.
Yeah, Tiano Bless.
All right, we can follow you there. I shall be sending you a friend message. And Arkham, your socials?
I'm on r.qam on Instagram and then r.qam as well on TikTok. And then Arkham official on YouTube as well. Arkham Music, sorry, on YouTube.
All right. So. Arkham Little, that's the letter R. Guys, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Safe travels and enjoy your time in Italy and Bali and wherever else you're going to be going. And thank you for making the time, Tiano, for coming to see us.
Thank you.
This is Lloyd's Sunday Lunch
on Dubai Eye 103.8.